This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I start each weekday morning with you at this same time to help you get your day started right, and that is by spending some time with God together. The most important relationship of your life should have the highest priority in your life, and there is no relationship in your life more important than your relationship with God. It should have first place. When a relationship has first place, it means you focus on it, you take care of it, you spend time with it. If there's a problem in it, you deal with that problem. Well, what about your relationship with God? Are you spending time with God? Are you developing your relationship with God? If there's a problem between you and God, are you bringing it up and getting it out in the open, and asking God's forgiveness, and moving on in your relationship? And don't neglect your relationship with God and think that somehow it can still be healthy. You have to invest in that relationship, and the biggest investment you need to make is your time. Learn to love God, and spend time with Him, talk to Him, listen to Him. And that's what we're going to do right now as we read this passage of Scripture. We're looking in the Psalms this week, and today we're at Psalm 130. It says, "Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand?" Isn't that right? If God were to take into account the many times we have offended Him with our actions, done what we knew was wrong, what we knew would hurt Him, if He would mark those and treat us the way we ought to be treated, who could stand? None of us would have any hope of a hearing with God. He goes on, though, "But there is forgiveness with you, so that you may be feared." Our respect for God comes as much from His forgiveness, His grace, as it does from His power. Who but God could forgive the way that He does? Who but God would die for His enemies, for those who were opposed to Him? Only God. That's what's turned us from being His enemies to being His friends. His love for us, His grace in our lives. There is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord, the psalm goes on to say. I wait for the Lord, my soul does wait, and in His word do I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman for the morning. Indeed, more than the watchmen wait for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is loving kindness, and with Him is abundant redemption, and He will redeem you from all your iniquities. You know, when you get things right with God, you put God first, the most important relationship in your life, then you start to get an eagerness for your time with God. Going to be with God's people at church, opening your Bible in the morning and spending time with God, they're no longer duties that you do because you've got to do them. They become pleasures. They become delightful. If God is the one you love the most, well, then you can't wait to spend time with Him. That won't just happen automatically. You have to develop your relationship with God. Take some time right now. Get alone with God. Listen to Him. Respond to Him. And let your relationship with Him begin to grow. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.